There's been a lot of talk recently about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unbreakable love for Klal Yisrael, for every member of Klal Yisrael, and for Klal Yisrael as a whole. And at the same time, the recognition that sin is a destructive force that's able to create distance between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that many times, when people are struggling, trying to come close to Hashem, but yet struggling with sin, they often feel distanced, even disgusting. They don't feel that they have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's so important for everyone to realize that unbreakable love that Hashem has. But at the same time, while we stress that unbreakable love and the recognition of that love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, we also can't ignore the ramifications of sin. But when we're recognizing the ramifications of sin, we can't allow that recognition to bring us to a place of depression or of feeling that I have no chance anymore. I've ruined my opportunities to come close, to be kadosh, to be tahor. And to strike that balance between recognizing Hashem's love and at the same time being aware of the damaging ramifications of sin. So that's a very, very hard balance to strike. The Rambam writes very strong words in Hilchos Tshuva Parak Zayin. Gedolu tshuva shemekareves es ha'adam l'shechina. How great is tshuva that it brings a person close to the Shechina? Tshuva mekareves es ha'rechokim. It brings close those who are far. Emesh hayizeh sonoi lifnei ha'makom. Meshukatz meruchak v'tueva. Yesterday, this person before tshuva was despised, disgusting, distanced from Hashem. And today, he's ahuv, he's loved, he's nechmad, he's dear. He's karov, he's close, he's a yedid. This is the transformative power of tshuva. The Rambam's terms here are so strong. Yesterday a person was meshukatz, meruchak, sonoi, and today he's ahuv, nechmad, karov, yedid. Now, this terminology here of the Rambam has to be understood within the greater context that yes, we are banim lamakom, whether we're doing Ritzon HaShem Makom or not doing Ritzon HaShem Makom, we're the banim. But even there, we're called banim, and yet it's a term of banim that have strayed. It's true, Rabbi Meir says, Bein kach u bein kach banim. But his raya is that we're called banim schalim. We're called zerem reim banim mashchisim. We're banim. It's true, the relationship is there. But the relationship has been impacted. We're banim schalim. We're banim lomanbam. We're banim mashchisim. And a person has to recognize that when he sins, he can't let the sin get him down, depressed, that he feels that he's hated. But he has to realize that the sin impacted a relationship. I'm your ben. I don't want to be banim mashchisim. I don't want to be zerem reim. Banim mashchisim. Banim schalim. I want to be, as the Gemara ends off quoting, I want to be B'nai El Chai. I want to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's not tainted by sin. So there's a fine line here. And I think it's important to realize that when the Rambam writes that the Baal Tshuva, before he does Tshuva, is disgusting and despised and distanced, so he's probably speaking poetically in order to highlight the transformative power of tshuva. And he's also probably not speaking about someone who's working hard and trying to better themselves. But they mess up, and they have setbacks, and they stumble. He's probably speaking more to people who have no connection with Avodas Hashem, and people who are distant. But yet, as Rabbi Meir says, Bein kach u bein kach, it doesn't matter if you're doing Ratzon Hashem, you're a ben, you're still a ben. And yet, that means that the Rambam is still calling a ben despised and distanced. And even if it's not referring to those of us who are trying hard and we just stumble sometimes, and we have major setbacks sometimes, but still the Rambam is referring to a ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way. And this is that fine line that needs to be made, needs to be drawn, between on the one hand being that ben, but on the other hand realizing that you can have a ben who's a banim mashchisim. You can have zerim reim. You can have banim mashchisim. And that we don't want to be banim mashchisim. We say, Yisrael hu, afal pi shechata, the Navi still refers to Klal Yisrael as Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us, afal pi shechata, Yisrael hu. But it doesn't say, afal pi shechata, tzadik hu. It doesn't mean that we're still a tzaddik. Sin obviously has an impact on us. We have to do tshuva. But at the same time, we can't allow ourselves to get down and depressed and think that we're hated now and that there's no chance. From a certain perspective, the closeness and the love is reflected in the fact that Hashem is so open-armed for us to come back to Him and to repent. The love doesn't manifest itself as ignoring our sins and telling us that we're amazing even when we sin, but the love is manifest in that even though we've sinned, there's always room for you. You just need to take that step to come back. I remember hearing once great advice that every time a person sins, especially with sins that make a person feel like garbage and make a person feel distance from Hashem, they should take a notebook, they should write it down in a notebook, and then close the notebook and forget about it until Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, you'll open the notebook. That way you're not ignoring it, you're recording it. You're not pretending it didn't happen, but you're also not allowing yourself to sit on it and to think about it. A lot of times we feel after we sin in a way that we feel distances from us from Hashem. So we feel like, how can I go to the Beis Medrash now? How can I daven now? I'm so disgusting and distant from Hashem. And it's the opposite. The fact that that door is open, the number one place Hashem wants you to go after is the Beis Medrash. That's the most appropriate place for you. Hashem is sitting in the Beis Medrash, Kavi Yochel, waiting for you, saying, come, you just sinned, come, run back to me. That shows the tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. And I want to today do two letters, excerpts from two letters. This is from the Seder Avodas Pinim, Rav Aaron Yosef Luria, who lived in Tveria. He was a Slonimer Chassid. He's a very nice Sefer called Avodas Pinim. Towards the back of the Sefer, he has some letters that he wrote. So I would like to take a look at sections from two letters. The first one is letter Ches. So this is letter Ches. Achrei Drishas HaShalom. He says, Es mechtavcho kibalti v'karati oso b'tzumas lev. I read your letter, I got it. I read it carefully. Shem Yisbaruch Yirachem Alecha. Ki bevadai rachmonis gadol b'zman hazeh. Mi sherotz liyos afilu rak yudi poshut. He says, Hashem should have rachmonis on you. Because it's Pashut that anyone who wants to even be a Yehudi Pashut nowadays needs tremendous Rachmei Shemayim. Sh'omdim l'negdo nisyonos gedolim b'chol ha'inyanim v'b'chol ha'pratim. There are tremendous nisyonos that are standing in front of a person nowadays if he just wants to be a Yehudi Pashut. I just want to point out this Sefer was printed by the author's sons in 1974. He lived, he was no longer B'chaim at that point. So I don't have exact dates for him. Here we go. I see in the introduction it says that he was born on Som Gedalia in Tufresh Nunhe, which is 1895. So that's just to put some context here. So he writes that nowadays it's necessary for a person who really just wants to be a Pashut Jew. There's such tremendous nisyonos. And we'll add, and he says, V'lo rak be'America. Ki im gam b'artzeinu ha'kadosha, so to hear in Eretz Yisrael. Ein manos, you can't escape. Everywhere you go, there's hispashtus harav zuama. There's evil, and there's things that are disgusting and impure. B'chol opino sh'atapon, everywhere you look. And the choshech ruchani is yichasa aretz. Spiritual darkness covers the earth.
And he says it's very hard to find that candle, to find that light that can push away, can dispel this darkness. And he says, Chazal tells, Ein lanu shir rak haTorah azos. When a person is lomid b'Torah, Gemara, Halacha, Agada, whatever it is, you're learning Tanakh, you're learning Gemara, you're learning Halacha, you're learning Midrashim. This is the light that can enlighten you to realize Lahavin ki kol ha'olam mali shtusim v'havalim, that the world is filled with just absolute ridiculousness that's trying to pull us away from spirituality. And we'll add that if this is true in the early 1900s when he's writing, so alachas kama v'kama in our generation, that this is so true, that anyone who is trying to be a Yehudi Poshet, forget about the Mesil Sesharim and trying to be a Kadosh and a Tahor, if you're just trying to be a Poshet Jew, it's so hard nowadays. And there's so many things that are standing in opposition to that goal. We're inundated with so much schmutz. He continues here in the letter, Iker hanisyonos heim neged chelek habahami yoshibanefesh ha'odam atzmo. The Iker nisyonos that a person faces in his life are against the more animalistic side in him. The pleasures of the flesh, food and drink, speech, what we look at, what we talk about. The greatest strength is a person, the greatest strong man, is the one who's able to overcome his own Yetzer. And the Torah Kadosha is the Neshek HaYichidi Neged HaYetzer. It's the weapon, the only weapon that we have to truly overcome the Yetzer Hara. I believe the Or HaChaim in Kedoshim, Parshas Kedoshim, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, that the Yetzer Hara for Arayos cannot be beaten by a person alone. It can only be vanquished or conquered through Limud HaTorah. So he continues and says, Aval ha'adam tzarach l'shtamish b'neshek hazeh v'lilchom neged ha'oyev. You have to use this weapon, and you have to use it to fight. Ki afilu im hayam malei Torah, hurak kegibor im neshek biyad. Even if you're filled with Torah, you've learned through all of Shas and all of Shulchan Aruch, but you're still only a warrior with a weapon in his hand. Aval kolzman shelo yetze lebimuchama neged oyev hakoso. If he doesn't actually go out to attack the enemy, malo toelos min hakli neshek biyado. It's very nice you have lots of Torah, but if you're not using it, v'alzemru chazalam enakosh baruch hu ozer and yacholo. And therefore, how do you use it? Ubezet tzarach lifnos la Hashem yisbarach. You should daven with all your heart that Hashem should cause the Yetzirah to leave you alone and allow you to serve Him, to serve Hashem. And you have to be ready for the battle. Here's a key line. Even if you've fallen and you've stumbled and you've lost many battles, don't get worked up from this. You got to get back up and fight again. You got to get back up and fight again. You made a mistake. You erred. It's okay. Just get back up and keep fighting. A person has a nisayon and he stumbles. Instead of getting down and depressed, he strengthens himself. That now he knows I need to be more careful. And he says, I'm not going to fall again. I'm going to keep fighting. I now know I'm weak in this area. This is hard to do this. This itself is a tremendous nisayon. The tremendous nisayon is not just giving in, but it's then, are you going to allow yourself to get out, to get depressed, to see yourself as having no chance? That's maybe even a bigger nisayon. Im amad bo, hu kapara al nisayon arishon shlo amad bo. Wow. That if a person is able to be omed against that nisayon, the nisayon of getting depressed and down and feeling gross and feeling like I have no chance and I have no shaychus to kedusha, and to Tahara, if a person feels that way,
if he's able to overcome that, that's a kapara for the actual sin that he did. And therefore, in the schus of this hischazkus and this kabbalah on yourself, Yazir lo Hashem yisbarach li yishomer min acher. Hashem will help you, give you divine assistance. V'zoi b'chinas tztaka mitzad Hashem yisbarach. Ki etzem hashmira min acher, zoi chesed v'tztaka me'Hashem el ha'adam. To be guarded, protected, that Hashem makes a situation that you don't have to face the sin. Ki elmal yakadosh baruch hu ozro ein yachol yishomer min acher. When a person faces sin, and he doesn't run away and say, I'm disgusting. And he doesn't ignore his sin, but he looks the sin in the face. And he says, I'm not going to do any more. Zoi ikar ha'avoda mitzad ha'adam. This is man's ikar avoda. And now I'd like to turn to another letter. This is letter Yud. And here he's writing to an avreich. And he says, he's talking here about, the Avreich obviously is writing to him about sin. And he writes as follows. Afsha kashla ma'od b'dayto. It's very hard after you sin. Heich lo aya b'atzos ma'vera kazu. How can I not be down and depressed from a sin like this? Yomar, you have to respond by saying, Poshet ani ma'min b'emunah shlema b'lo sichlios. I recognize, even though I don't understand it, I believe, Shasimcha yoter tova. It's better to be besimcha. I know I should be feeling sad and maybe even depressed now because I sinned. But even though I don't understand it, simcha is better. And that's the ratzon habore yisbarach shemo. Hashem's ratzon is that I should be besimcha right now. And he continues and says, this doesn't mean that you ignore your sin. He says, no, you have to respond b'shmir yaseira and tisorah ba'atzmecha b'tshuva. And you have to be able l'shvoch siach v'lev kemayim l'fnei abor. You have to cry out to Hashem. But you have to have, this is an amazing line, v'yelecha tanug gadol mishivron lev hazeh below atzmos klal. You have to have tanug from this brokenness without letting it get you to a point of depression. You should be happy in the fact that you're recognizing your sins and you're not ignoring them. And the fact that they're bothering you means that they're important to you. And he goes on to explain, Yesh ledaktik b'loshon chazal, pischuli pesach kechudo shamachat. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that if we take a step towards him, if we're posech, like the opening of a needle, so he will open for us like the entrance of the ulam, which was a large entrance into the ulam of the Beis Hamikdash. And he notes, Shiotar Yeneos Haloshon Kichoro Shalmachat. If we mean the whole of the needle, it should say Kichoro, not Chudo. Chudo means the point of the Machat. So how are we supposed to understand Chazal? What do you mean open for me like the opening of the point of the Machat? Avalkan Ramzu Gan came. So he says that no, Chazal chose this lashon purposely, because the idea is that we need to feel the stain of the sin, like the prick that we feel if we get stuck with a needle. Velolios al koparim kishot tashenu margish, uki ismel ubaser ames. We're not supposed to be like a fool who doesn't feel anything, or like a dead animal when it's chopped with the butcher's knife, doesn't feel anything because it's dead. Ki ashot ain't true for lamakasa. The fool, he doesn't have any medicine for his wounds. Only the one who actually has a pain, paraphrasing the Gemara in Bava Kamma, only the one who actually has a pain will go to the doctor. Ava mishu b'daito bari, someone who thinks that they're healthy. Hari yomer ala rofi ma temer apeni. What do I need to be healed? Ava imata takishu b'machalaschem v'tivakshu refuasi l'tayerschem. So Hashem says that we need to feel
the pain of our sins. Like a small prick. Not a major, major illness. We can't over-exaggerate our sins. Everybody sins. It's part of the process of growing in Avodas Hashem that a person sins. You can't let it get you down. But you can't ignore it. There needs to be that small prick of pain. So Hashem says that if you feel that, and you want to be healed, oh, zani eftach lachem Pesach, then I'll open up like the Pesach of the Ulam, and I will heal you. And then you will be healed, and you'll be healthy. And then he quotes here, Umar gilim apia magida kodosh mikoshnitz. He quotes from the Koshnitz or Magid, who says, ma mikva metayra temeim, rakish inichnosam lesocha v'tovlimba. Just like the mikvah can only be metire you if you actually get up and go to the mikvah and go into it. For the Om Din Bachutz, you can't stand on the edge. Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu metires Yisrael. To the same degree Hashem is metires Yisrael. Meaning you can't just stand on the edge. You need to take steps. You need to recognize. V'chol Devar Yanao Nichlu B'maymer Chazal. All of this is reflected in the idea that there is no flow from above if there isn't first some type of hisorus from below. Hayotzi mikol mizeh mikol hanal sh'ikar ha-tshuva yakaras pegam ha-aveira. The ikar tshuva is to recognize the pain or the stain of the sin. V'shivron ha-lev below atzvus rak besimcha, and to be brokenhearted about it without depression, but to be besimcha. And so we face a tremendous challenge. To on the one hand realize Hashem's unbreakable love for us, how we are His banim, beinkach ubeinkach, we're nikru banim. But at the same time to realize that sometimes we can be banim mashchisim. And to recognize that sometimes Hashem's great love is manifest not in His ignoring of our sins, chas v'shalom, but His greatest love is His open arms, kaviyachol, where He waits and He gives siyata d'shmaya and He encourages us to return to Him and to do tshuva. And we have to be able to find that balance to not get depressed and not to get down and not to lose our confidence and to realize that we have tremendous potential. And unfortunately, everyone's very quick to remind each other and to remind themselves of the damage that sin can do. And it's true that we are not often enough reminded of the tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And that's why striking this balance is such a challenge. But Emir Tzashem, V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha, we will be successful, and through this, we will emerge, even from our shortcomings, and even from when we stumble, we will emerge, as we always were, as banim. But banim, ahuvim, banim that feel that closeness, that feel that relationship. Hashem should help all of us that we should be successful in being marchik as much as we can, any atzvus, and that we're successful in coming as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we can. And so, we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an unbreakable love for us. And we will always be His banim no matter what we do. No matter how we sin, no matter what dark places our sins take us to, we are always loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we also have to realize that a relationship can be tainted. A relationship can be impacted by destructive behavior. And we can't ignore our sins. We have to learn to face them. We can't allow them to destroy us. We can never lose sight of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is so great that He'll never give up on us. And therefore, how can we give up on ourselves if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never, ever give up on us? And he'll always be ready for us to come back. And when we come back, we'll come back stronger than we were before. And our zedonos will be turned into zchuyos for us, because there'll be a process here. And that low place that the sin takes you will catapult you to a high place. If we take those steps to enter the mikvah and to purify ourselves from sin and to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem should help us. Hashem should help us that we should never get down and depressed about our sins. Hashem should help us that we should never forget the tremendous potential we have. That no matter what we've done, no matter what we've seen, no matter what we've said, no matter what actions we've taken, we could still become super close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be tahor. And we have to always remember that. And at the same time, we have to take our sins seriously. And we have to set ourselves to do tshuva when tshuva is necessary. And Amir Tzashem through that, so we will be the banim that we want to be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we can be, and will be able to do all of that with simcha. I'm adding as an addendum to the shir, a day after we discussed this topic, I happened to have been looking through the Avodas Penim a little bit more, and I stumbled across another letter at the very end of the Sefer. It's letter Ayin Zayin. And here, the Avodas Penim is responding to someone who wrote to him, and it is exactly the issue we've been discussing. Somebody wrote to him trying to suggest that the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that Benkach u Benkach Kruyim Banim, is only after you do tshuva. You're not called a ben if you haven't done tshuva. Why did he suggest this? Because if you take a look in the Gemara there quotes all the psukim to support Shitas Rabbi Meir, how we're called banim no matter what we do, banim schalim, banim lo imun bam, banim ashchisim. And then the final quote is from Hosea, where Hashem says, b'nei al-chai. Speaks to us in those endearing terms, that we're b'nei al-chai. And if you look at Rashi comments on when the Gemara goes through, why do we need all these psukim? And it finally discusses, quoting this pasuk of b'nei al-chai, Rashi says that we're eventually mikru b'nei al-chai al yedei tshuva. And this person wanted to suggest that maybe the maskana of the sugya is that we're only called banim if we've done tshuva. And Rav Luria responds, he doesn't think that's pshat. And he says, v'ein lomar dekavanas Rashi lefarish kol ha-sugya b'das rimeir derak al yedei tshuva mikru banim. To Imkain, if that's really what he holds, Havale l'Rashi l'Farish said b'tchilas ha-sugya b'meimer d'Rabbi Meir d'Rishoyim nikrim banim Shom yefarish Rashi al yedei tshuva. If that's really what Rashi held, so he should have said that immediately when Rabbi Meir introduced his idea of Benkach u Benkach. V'al karcha d'rak b'sof ha-sugya l'inyin shiavo l'madregas b'nei malya b'nei achai. Only then is it contingent upon us doing tshuva. However, the schus of being banim lo tovim, yesh l'kal Yisrael gam kodim tshuva. And what we see in this short excerpt from the Avodas Penim is really the concept that we've been trying to talk about the whole time. That we're banim, and we're banim mashchisim, or we're banim schalim, and that's not the greatest relationship. It's a relationship, but it's certainly not b'nei malya, b'nei al-chai. That only comes through tshuva. Before tshuva, we're banim. But we have to not fool ourselves. We have to realize that yesh banim v'yesh banim. We're all banim. But it's only al yedei tshuva that we reach this level of b'nei al-chai. And that challenge to remember our relationship as banim, but to be striving to reach the level of b'nei al-chai, Hashem should help all of us that we're successful in that pursuit.